Well, we're going to talk races here, but not political. We're going to take a look at sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And the latest news out of Russia is WNBA star Brittany Griner is being transferred to a forced labor camp. News gets worse and worse and worse. College football, the top 25. TCU breaks into the top four, and Georgia jumps to number one. Ohio State is number two. Michigan is number three. As things like this. All right. So it's Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, Tennessee at five, Oregon at six, LSU at seven, USC at eight, Alabama at nine, Clemson at 10, Penn State at 14, North Carolina 15, North Carolina State at 16, Tulane at 17, Texas at 18, Kansas State at 19, Notre Dame at 20, Illinois at 23, and UCF at 22, and Florida State at 23. That's what it looks like at the college top 25 football teams. This is a funny, I love Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds wants to buy the Senators, quote, but I need a sugar mommy to do so. Of course, he already owns a football team. He co-owns. Now he wants to buy the Ottawa Senators. I love Ryan Reynolds, I do. All right, let's take a look at scores. First of all, we'll go to the NBA from last night. See what local teams played. None. Today, the Knicks take on the Nets, and the Celtics take on the Pistons. In the National Hockey League, the Islanders beat the Rangers 4-3 last night. Devils over the Flames, 3-2. And Boston did not play last night. Taking a look at NCAA basketball. Yesterday, Providence over Rider, 66-85. Big game coming up today. LSU takes on the University of Michigan. All right. That's that. And in baseball, well, there's not too much to talk about. Still waiting for the announcement of all the after-league awards. So that hasn't come in yet. Dusty Baker will return to the Astros as manager in 2023. And Carlos Correa opted out of his Twins contract yesterday. Top three free agents out there? Well, of course, number one is Aaron Rodgers. And there's Jose Abreu. They're at number one and two. I have to see how far and where they go. And it looks like the Mets are going to have company in dealing with DeGrom and Nemo. And the Yanks general manager made this statement. If I could wave a magic wand, the Judge deal would be done. That's what Cashman said. Optimally, if you could wave a wand, we would secure Aaron Judge and retain him and have him signed and happy in the field as soon as possible. He's a free agent. He's earned that right to be a free agent, so he'll dictate the dance steps that are taken. He turned down a $213 $1 million extension earlier this season. He's expected to seek a deal worth at least $300 million. All right? All right. And that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.